Mike, you've worked with kids and young adults 18 to 22 for a long time, people that are trying to be leaders, finding themselves, and ultimately entering the workforce and society. They've been much maligned, right? We're in the presence of kind of these people that seem to be focused on problems more than solutions. And then we always turn around with that phrase, we blame kids nowadays. Can you speak a little bit to the opportunity to work with millennials?
You know, we hear it all the time. You just said it. You know, kids have changed. They're not as tough. They're, you know, and we hear it across the board. People are blaming, you know, the millennial word has almost become, you know, a bad word right now. And I think the first thing, when I hear that, so I hear it all the time as a coach. I hear other coaches say, hey, kids have changed. Kids. And I just nod my head and say, yeah, they have, you know. But deep down inside, I know at that point that I think I have a competitive advantage on those people. Because, yes, kids have changed, but so has society, right? It's not just kids. We have changed. And I think, in my opinion, we as adults, we talk about now how our jobs are harder than ever because of technology, because you have email on your phone, you have all these things. So you work 24 hours a day now, basically. Well, when you think about a young person, it's harder on them now than ever as well. They're a kid now. They're working 24 hours a day as a kid. You think, because why do I say that? Well, social media. So you go to school and you have to be a certain way at school, but then when you get home from school, you still have to put up with what's being put out on Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it may be. So you're never off the hook there either. And then, you know, just our culture now, and we've inadvertently have created this through parenting strategies with the best intention. I think parents are getting a bad rap too, but they, through trying to build self-esteem sometime for our kids, they've actually ripped down self-esteem by, you know, we hear about the trophy generation and those types of things. Well, it is tough right now for millennials or for younger people. But what I have learned, instead of thinking about all the problems, we've become really good at spotting problems. We've been really good at that. Everyone can do that. But how can we find opportunities? And, you know, when I work with young people and when I work with companies who lead young people, I think there's a huge opportunity. And there's three big things that I can think of. Is one is you have to make a connection with these people, because right now with younger people, because right now it is such an email, text messaging, that type of thing. But if you can connect, if you can somehow get them to connect, that can make a huge impact on them. The second thing is they're smart. My goodness, they're smart, and they can do things. They can do things with technology that some of us older people cannot. And so they're going to get a job done. It may not be the way that you want it done, but they can get it done. And as a leader, you have to have the ability to step back and let them perform their job at a different level than you may want to, all the while being demanding on the results, and they'll get that done for you. And then the last thing is you have to find a way that you can show them that their work matters and that they have a chance to grow within your industry. So the growth and contribution, the same thing we talk about in our baseball program, is critical for this age group. If you can show them that their work is meaningful, that it's impacting others, impacting your company, and they have a chance to grow, you can really leverage this group and get special things out of them. But my big thing that I encourage everyone that works with this population is let other people talk about all the problems. You try to find a way to find solutions, because they're not bad people. They're not bad kids. They're just young workers. And you've got to figure out a way to lead them and think differently than most other people do.